Crossroads East Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
I am delighted to be joined on the line by Maria Jackson from Northside Home Care, and we are going to discuss, you will remember I spoke to Maria last year, I think it was, Maria, wasn't it?
It was indeed.
And I was fascinated by the project that you were running, but you have a new concept now for the food services, so tell us. Actually, first of all, Maria, before we talk about the new concept, how have things been going for you since we last spoke?
Well, first of all, thanks, Donny, for having me on today. Things have been a lot better than I suppose they were at this time last year. So we are a year and just over a year and a bit actually into COVID. And things, I suppose, in home care and in meal services have settled down to the degree where we're in the rollout phase of staff getting vaccinations. We have some of our staff who've been fully vaccinated. You know, we're rolling on through that. We have some clients in the community who now have all been vaccinated, and some of our other clients are hopeful and awaiting their first and second vaccinations. So things are moving quite optimistically, I suppose, in the home care end of things. And our staff, of course, have been absolutely amazing, from, you know, the CEO down to healthcare assistants working in the community. What can I say about them? They have worked like absolute Trojans throughout this past year, and they're absolutely amazing. I can't thank them enough and stress, you know, how hard that they work and all that they do. In relation to the Meals and Wheels service, again, what can I say? Volunteers working with us, and people who came on board over the last year who offered to help out and volunteer. Again, amazing. Our service wouldn't be able to operate with our meals and without the volunteers in the community. So it's been busy. It's been tough at times. We've looked at trying to ensure that all of our clients in the community have been availing of services, whether it's home care or whether it's Meals on Wheels. The Meals on Wheels service is something, Donny, I wanted to talk about today.
But just before we go on to that, Maria, and it's just something that while you were talking there, it struck me. And I'm just wondering, you might be the perfect person in the perfect place to ask this question. There was a huge degree of, I would think, pure naked fear the last time we spoke about COVID and coronavirus. And I mean, people were absolutely terrified of it. And, you know, in fairness, quite understandably and justifiably so. But do you think with the amount of, I suppose, information and knowledge that we have got in the intervening period, that maybe that fear isn't as prevalent as it was this time last year or when we spoke last year?
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. The fear, you know, I suppose people have come to an understanding of it's a new normality, whatever that is. You know, it's, you know, COVID is there and we all need to be very, very particular as well. Still, Donny, about our own personal care in relation to this and, you know, washing our hands, ensuring we're using the whether it's alcohol gel, whether it's non-alcohol hand sanitizer, you know, looking after in relation to our carers in the community, ensuring that they have their full PPE. And you're right, people are, at the same time, it's not a good idea for people to become complacent. It's still a very dangerous contractable disease. That this COVID-19 is not going away anytime soon. You know, the restrictions have been lifted to a certain degree today. Children are back in school, building sites are open. We're all moving in the right direction. The numbers seem to be coming down. But it's still something that's being transmitted very easily in our community. You know, but the fact that quite a lot of our clients have been vaccinated, quite a lot of our staff have been vaccinated, you know, it's fantastic that it's all moving in the right direction. So the fear, is it the same, I suppose, when we last spoke? Possibly not, because there's hope at the end of the tunnel. You know, there is the vaccinations coming down the line. there is the possibility, you know, that very shortly we will have all of our staff in the community vaccinated, completely vaccinated, and there won't be an issue then in relation to providing home care to any of our staff. Unfortunately, Donny, it's a long way down the road before all of our volunteers will be vaccinated, and, you know, that's the bit of the struggle. But we're very, very clear in our policies and our procedures in relation to the delivery of meals as well. We're very, very safe in how we conduct our business. So there's no fear in regards to that. And our staff are very well, and volunteers, very well supported by the back office staff, I suppose, and the team leaders out in the community. So, you know, we're very safe in what we're doing, and there shouldn't be any query or in relation to how our staff or how our volunteers in the community are acting. They're all looking after themselves and their own best interests, and they're all being supported very well. But you're right, Donny, there is a huge... that fear factor doesn't seem to be as heightened, I suppose, as what it was. And positively so because of the vaccination process, I suppose.
Yeah, well, of course, the old adage applies there, Maria, that knowledge is power. And people, I think, they have listened in the main to the right people, and they have sourced a lot of information themselves in the correct places, because as you and I both know, there is a world of absolute garbage out there on social media sites about it, and you know, some of it downright dangerous. And if people were to follow some of the advice being given on the social media sites, I shudder to think what the numbers would be. But thankfully, we have enough people of sufficient intelligence to be able to decipher between correct and factual information and, as I said, absolute garbage. So thankfully, that is, I think, is helping as well. And as you said, the numbers are helping. And I suppose the other thing as well, which has given people a lot of solace, Maria, is that, you know, while we're not world beaters when it comes to the rollout of the vaccine, and it can be extremely frustrating, I just have a feeling that, and I think this is where people are maybe garnering a bit of belief as well, and starting to see that light, that by not being world beaters, we're able to look at what's happening in other countries around the world who have advanced their vaccine rollout much quicker and further than we have. And I'm thinking particularly, I suppose, of both Israel and Great Britain. Mm-hmm. And you see the results there, and I mean, there is no reason why those results, when the vaccine percentage rollout increases here, why we won't see those results. And that is, I think, giving people great great solace as well, and something to look forward to.
Absolutely. A huge positive outlook in relation to what is ahead. And one of the things you brought up there in relation to the communication of information, we've been very... privileged, I suppose, to a fact that our head of clinical governance, Marianne Healy, has been on top of all of that in relation to all of the communication from the HSC and the Department of Health in relation to guidelines. And in turn, we have been ensuring that all of our staff are well aware of all of the changes, I suppose, as they've come about. And we've been in communication with staff, you know, whether it be on a weekly basis. You know, we've a lot of communication tools with all of our staff and with our volunteers. And in turn, that information has also gone out to our clients in relation to, you know, any changes that have come across from the HSE or from the Department of Health. And, you know, talking again on a positive note, Donny, what we've looked at in relation to our services is how in our meal services, I suppose, we can add to the service that we're supplying, and also bring about some kind of positive energy out there in the community and what people will have to look forward to. So what we've introduced is...
Yeah, and sorry, Maria, that brings us exactly to what we're going to chat about this morning, because that little prologue that we engaged in there is to give people the confidence that they're dealing with real professionals who have their best interests at heart and always will, and are coming again from a point of their security plus the safety and security of the client. So with that in mind now, Maria, you have some changes, I believe.
We have indeed, Donny. So to complement our Meals on Wheels service, so as people are probably aware, at the beginning of COVID last year, pre that, we were supplying in our meal service hot, nutritious meals and delivering them hot and, cooked fresh on the day and delivered hot. We had to move from that model very, very quickly at the beginning of COVID last year because quite a lot of our volunteers had to cocoon themselves. Unfortunately, they were in that age category. So what we had to look at was how we were still going to continue to provide service to our clients. So we moved to providing chilled meals with the desserts delivered on the day. So the meals are absolutely amazing, fantastic quality. So to complement our Meals on Wheels service, what we've added now is our treat box service. So our treat and selection box service is, an afternoon tea delivered in the Dublin 5 area, or it could be collected from our office here in Raheny. So it's a selection of, we could have sandwiches in a box with some beautiful cakes and treats, or we could have just a sandwich box, or we could have some of our just cakes in a box. So what we have, Donny, in our treat range is the selection box of treats or the is for 2 to 4 people. And, it's we pride ourselves on it. Like, everything in it is, freshly made sandwiches, and we have a lot of mouth-watering cakes and treats. So you'd have the likes of scones, you have some fresh-made croissants, you have some chocolate chip fresh muffins. You know, there's a lot of different types of cakes variety in it. So you'd have, like, tea brack or Madeira cake or, it depends on the... There's some of them, they have... fairy cakes that are iced. You know, they're really, really, really nice. And I've sent you along, I don't know whether you had an opportunity to have a look at it, I sent you along a couple of the pictures. These treat boxes, the afternoon tea variety with the sandwiches and the cakes, it's suitable for 2 to 4 people. Now, there is quite a lot in the box, Donny, and it's €20. That's all it is €20. And it's a beautiful treat to have either delivered to you or to have picked up and maybe a family member bringing it along.
And it's 257 days to Christmas, my friends, absolutely, as we speak. Sure. And already Maria is giving out treats from the Northside Home Care. Maria, work model or your working model, I know the last time we spoke, you were explaining how you had to amend it and change it because of COVID. And you have said there about your suppliers and the way you had to really maybe change tack overnight. It blew me away the last time when I was talking to you. It absolutely did. The speed that you were able to move at to keep the service going and supply the quality of service that you're supplying to the people. That's phenomenal.
Thank you, Donny. At the time, what we were supplying, our Meals on Wheels service at the time, Donny, was a 5-day service. And we looked to see how we could provide service to people for 7 days. And we had been involved in a project with Ballymaguire Foods to purchase chilled meals off them at the time for our weekend clients. And in fairness to Ballymaguire, when we were in communication with them at the start of COVID, we were able to ramp up the numbers very quickly to be able to provide the chilled meals. And it's a project we'd been working on with them for the best part of a year. We had sourced and we'd done a lot of work in relation to how we were going to and what company we were going to go with. And, for the best nutritional value in a meal and obviously to try and keep our costs down also. So the meals that we were did choose to go with are the best quality. They may not be the cheapest, but they're the best quality with the most nutritional content. And Ballymaguire worked with us on that for us to be able to provide the best nutritional content for our target audience, which is mainly older people in the community. But Donny, we were able to move very quickly in our home care as well in relation to what the needs and what the trends were at the time. So some of our clients who were fearful of carers coming into them, what we did was we supported them with a phone call to them at the time of their visit to ensure that they, you know, they if they needed shopping done, if they needed prescriptions collected, you know, if they needed meals delivered to them, it was that kind of thing we were still able to support. So we were very quick off the mark, I suppose, in ramping up because our CEO and the board of management, you know, we would have met with our senior management team within our organisation on a daily basis. And we tracked all of the things that were required and all of the changes that were needed to be made. And, you know, the team at the time worked really hard. There were long hours involved, but we were able to do and to manage the service in the way that we were able to do so that nobody went without. And, I suppose, Donnie, it's been part of a community service that we've been based and embedded in the community since 1965. So we've seen a lot of changes and we had already policies and procedures in place and protocols that for in the event of crisis, we were able to manage that, you know. So it was just, I suppose, about putting all of the protocols into action that we would have had for maybe previous times when it would have been severe weather or, you know, those kind of things. We were very grateful to our clients, staff and volunteers at the time to roll with us in the rollout of some of the changes that we had to do, especially changing from hot food delivered to changing to chilled food. But it's worked on the main part for people because the food has a longer shelf life. You know, it's easier to transport when it's chilled in the chilled boxes. And, excuse me, the clients obviously then receive a dessert with it as well. So there's a lot of thought gone into our meals in relation to the nutritional content. So we're ensuring that anybody who eats our meals is getting enough nutrition in the for the day, you know, and then the dessert obviously complements that. So, yes, it was a huge, I suppose, excuse me, Donnie, sorry. It was a huge change for us at the time, but we've managed it very well.
Well, obviously so, Maria, and I mean, there's untold credit due to you. You could never be paid back for the work you've done. And I mean, literally, I would imagine as well, just listening to you there, that with some of your clients during their cocooning period, there is a possibility that maybe the person, either number one coming to give them the hall care or number two delivering the meals, may have been the only contact they had with another human being.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been tough. And it's been tough on the carers also, you know, and most especially, you know, we have a fantastic and amazing wellness in place for our staff. And in relation to that, you know, some of the staff have availed throughout the past year where they would have had fears and concerns now, not only for themselves, but what they might be bringing home to family, but also for their clients. As you say, they might be the only person that they're interacting with on a daily or on a weekly basis. And they have fears for their clients because they were cocooning and that they weren't interacting out in the community, that they weren't seeing any other souls, you know, appearing at their door or even chatting to them on the phone throughout the day. So there was a lot of all of that where staff were maybe that little bit extra worried about clients throughout this period of time, you know. But as I said, we had a lot of support in relation to the communication to staff and to volunteers and the provision of PPE. We were really well on top of that from the very beginning of COVID, Donnie. We had a full PPE supply for all of our staff throughout all of COVID. We were well, I suppose we had worked on all of that at the very start of COVID and we had had a supply in pre that. So we've been able to manage and keep on top of all of that. And it's only with the staff that we have and with the volunteers that we have that we're able to provide the support and the friendly, happy cheerfulness to our clients, whether they be home care clients or whether they be Meals on Wheels clients. But, you know, in light of all of that, you don't have to be a home care client or you don't have to be a Meals on Wheels client if you want to avail of having a cake box delivered to your door or you know, wanting to collect a cake box or collect a sandwich box that includes cakes to deliver it to your mother or to your aunt. Or, you know, we've had a lot of some of the other charitable organisations in the community who've ordered some of these boxes for their staff. Whereas a small little box would have maybe six cakes in it. Or, you know, you can get a large cake box to do 4 to 6 people and that's €20. you know, and it has enough in it to give a really nice treat to people. You know, I availed of it over the Easter period for my mother-in-law, where I got her a box with cakes and treats. And my God almighty, she's still talking about this box, and it was better than an Easter egg. You know, she keeps talking about this, as do some of our other people. We've had a lot of compliments in relation to this new service that we're providing, you know. Like, Donnie, where would you get a box of, you know, in cake muffins, you know, apple Danish pastries, donuts, you know, iced fairy cakes, brownies, you know, two scones with butter and jam in a box, you know. All of those kind of things either delivered to your door or, as I said, can be collected. What a nice...
You wouldn't. That is that simple. And can I say, in relation to the comparison between that box and the Easter egg, far more appreciative and far more appropriate as well, maybe in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Maria, it's an absolute shining beacon in the community. And again, you know, yourselves, and I know you're linked into the Northside Partnership, and nobody will ever be able to repay you for the work you do. But for those who want to avail of the service, how do they go about it? What are the contact details?
Okay. For our Meals on Wheels service, or for our cake boxes or afternoon tea boxes, if they'd like to contact us on 01805 8574, that's the number for our Meals on Wheels. In relation to also, Donnie, we're hiring staff. So we have, we're looking for healthcare assistants in the community, and we pay really, really good rates. There's a lot of benefits with working with our organisation, and anybody interested or who'd like to contact us in relation to that, because we provide training. Our office number for that is 867. Oh my God, Donnie, the number's just skipped my brain. They can contact us on 867-5220.
Maria, thank you so much. It has been brilliant. You know, you sell it so well. You're such positivity at a time like this. It's uplifting is the word I can use.
And, you know, thank you so much.
Having spoken to you now for the last approximately 25 minutes, I will leave here at 1 o'clock uplifted and bright and breezy. Maria, thank you so much for everything you're doing to the Northside Home Care, and to everybody else there involved in the Northside Partnership as well. Tremendous work. Your communities are so lucky to have you. Maria, thanks a million, and we will chat again soon.
Thanks so much, Johnny, for having me. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.